We are starting the 10th parak of Yevamos, which is a new chelik of Yevamos. There will be some more parts of the previous chelik of Yevamos after this, but this parak and the last parakim are relating to the issue of a woman whose husband left town, disappeared. Under what circumstances can we believe an aid or the woman herself to say the husband died? Now this is very chiddush, because a woman who's married is v'cheskas eishes ish. The rule is you cannot permit be matter in eishes ish unless you have two eidim. Ein dovel sheba elva paris me shnayim. You have to have two witnesses. Even so, Chazal over here said she can rely on one witness to say that her husband died. What is the logic behind this? It's a very big discussion in the Rishonim. The svaras that come up are a combination of various svaras. Number one is this is a milsa davidi ligluye. It's something that he can be caught as a liar. If the husband shows up the next day, caught as a liar, and that's the reason to give extra nemonis. There are other svaras also that I mentioned in the Gemara, that the halacha we will see later is if the husband does come back, then she's in big trouble because she has to get divorced from both husbands. It's all kind of complicated chumas, both children from both marriages are mamzerim. It's a terrible thing. So we rely on that she's going to be very careful to check it out beforehand. Asher al-Kain, after everything's said and done, we have enough of a clarity that this person is telling the truth, which is equivalent to Edis. Yeah. Many Rishonim say that this has the status of a din do'araisa. Others learn that it's din d'rabbanon that we rely on this level. If it's din d'rabbanon, how she could become a mutter. We have a concept that in a rabbanon kedusha midei under certain circumstances, Chazal abrogated the marriage. Okay, so let's get to the halacha lamaisa in the Mishnah. Isha shalach halach baila lamdina sayam. Her husband went overseas. Uvo va'amula meiz balech. And they told her that your husband died. Yeah, the lashon bo amrila implies two people told her that. It's lav dafka. It means even if one person told her that. Venises, she got married. The yachakar bo baila, and then unfortunately this was Eidus Sheker, and her husband showed up. So here the Mishnah is telling us the tremendous churma that Chazal instituted over here. Nises, Achaba Baila, Tetimizeze, she has to get divorced even from the original husband and from the second husband. In other words, we treat her as a woman who was Mizana and Tachas Baila, because that's basically what she did unintentionally. That's what she did, and therefore she has to get divorced from the first husband and from the second one, because if she's Mizana with somebody else, she has to get divorced from him also. Tzricha get Mize, she needs to get from both, even though really she does not need to get from the second one, because the husband, she was married at the time, she Kilo married the second one, but Midrabban, she's required to give a get to both of them, get a get from both of them. Yeah. Okay. Ein la ksuva, she's not entitled from to the ksuva from either of these husbands, though she is entitled to get back the nedunya she brought into the marriage. The v'loy peiris, if the husband ate the fruit of her land, either of the husbands ate the fruit of the land, she cannot ask them for the money back. Even though the second marriage was not a marriage, she loses out whatever he used. She's not entitled to get paid back for money that she laid out for her own mezainis at the time of the marriage. We said before she gets back the nedunya, but if part of the nedunya was used up in the course of the marriage, she's not entitled to be paid back. Normally, this type of nirseit soin bazel, the husband took responsibility to pay back any loss in value. Here she does not get back the loss of value, she just gets back what's left over. Not in either of one of the husbands. And if she took the ksuva, the payers from any one of these husbands, she has to give it back. The vlad that she has from the second husband is a pashut of mamze, because it was a vlad that was born while she was in Eishes Ish, the first one. And if she has afterwards a child from the first husband, it's also Mamzer Midrabbanan. It's not Midraisa, because Lamaisa, she's married to the first husband. But even so, they made a Mamzer Midrabbanan. V'loizem is a Metamim law. If she dies and the husbands were Kohanim, they are not Metamim themselves, even though one is Metamim himself, a Kohen is Metamim himself for his wife. Over here, she's also to be with them, the Namtam Vlad Zez Hakoyim, and they also do not have the rights, Lo Bepsiyosa, they don't have the rights to take take the Metziah that she finds. Lo Masiyadev, she works, they do not get her money. Lo Yifaras Nedered, she made a neder, they don't have the right to remove her neder. Hoyz Bas Yisrael, if she was a Bas Yisrael, Nipsel Menakuna, she cannot marry a Kohen anymore. He has a din of a zayin, she married out of wedlock to the second person. Oh, well, not out of wedlock, but in wedlock. When she was married to the first one, she got married to the second one. Bas Levi min a Maisa, she was a Bas Levi, she can't eat Maisa. Bas Koyim min a Truma, she was a Bas Koyim, she can't eat Truma. Then Yoshim Shalzeh, the Yoshim Zezeh, Yoshim Ksuvasa. And not only she doesn't get the Ksuva, but there's a Tanai Ksuva that if she dies before the husband, her Yoshim get the value of the ksuva. They do not. They lose this tonight ksuva. In Mesu, if the husband's died, Ochel Shalzeh, Ochel Shalzeh, Choyel Tzim Loim Yavnim. They do chalitza, not evil. We treat her as a woman that was Mazana, and therefore they only do chalitza, not evil. Rabbi Yisi Yayma, Ksuvasa, Nilse, Bala, Rishon. He said that if the first one died, she does get ksuva from the first husband. He says also the first husband, which is a real husband, that he is entitled to get her metzia and her ma'isiyah daim, the work that she does, and to remove her nadarim. He basically, his far is that husband didn't do anything wrong, he just went on a trip to Medina and said, yeah, she did something wrong, and therefore he holds that he's entitled, the first husband is entitled to these rights. If one of the brothers of if the first husband died, one of the brothers did either yibum or chalitza, then it works. Yeah, he also it's mutter to be miyavim her. Not like the first stage of the mission that we said that they're not allowed to do yibum. He says you're allowed to do yibum because be'etzem she was only she did not intentionally wasn't intentional mizan. In a vlog we met a mamzer, he says also that the child that comes out of this union from the first husband is not a mamzer. Shalobishus is counterintuitive. It does not mean without permission. It means without special permission. Which means that the first, what we're saying till now, I was talking about when she relied on the special heter of hearing one aid. We said in the beginning of the Mishnah that says, Bo'u, said they came, plural form. Talking about one aid, and the plural form we can answer after it's talking about two puzzle aidim came. There wasn't a kosher aidus. If there wasn't kosher aidus, she relied on them, which she is allowed to rely on them, but it ended up that they were not reliable, then they made all this knas. But she did not have to come to this special heter because two kosher aidim testified that her husband died, and then afterwards we found that he was alive. Then Mutez Lazalo, she could go back to the first husband because here she didn't do anything wrong. In the first case, she was supposed to check out as much as she can. That it would not two aidim come, she could rely on them. Now that is this Mishnah. We don't pass him like this Mishnah. We pass him that even if she relied on two aidim and her husband showed up, also all these chumras apply.